As I read the readings for this week, I wished that last Sunday's first reading was read today, and today's first reading was read last weekend. Because if you remember, the first reading was from the Book of Wisdom, and Solomon, in his great wisdom, talks to God, and he talks in such depth to God. But the reason why he is able to do so is because of the gift of wisdom that was given to him, and that's the story we heard in today's first reading. Folks, my three points for the homily today are totally unrelated. I'm just putting three things out there. Maybe all three of them will hit you, or maybe just one of them. Take whichever one of them that speaks to you most and reflect and pray about that. But each one of these points are based on our readings. Of course, I want to begin with the first reading and the introduction that I just shared with you about God being a giver. So this first reading that we have is from the Book of Kings, and Solomon is this young king, only the third king of Israel, who's about to ascend the throne, and God appears to him in a dream and gives him the opportunity to seek for whatever he wishes. And instead of wishing for riches and wealth and fame, he seeks an understanding heart. The story ends with God actually giving to Solomon what Solomon asked for. Not only that, God gave him even more. He became the wisest, the wealthiest, and the most known king of his time. The entire history of salvation is a continuation of this God who continues to give. All of salvation history is a story of God who gives. God is a giver. God is not a taker. God is a giver. Creation and everything in it. Human life and everything that comes with it. Love and its thrills. Goodness, contentment, mercy, peace. God is a giver. And this theme continues in today's second reading, where Paul, who's writing to the Romans, he says, "For those he foreknew, he also predestined. Those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified." Think about Emma and how appropriate this passage is for her, to whom God gives new life. God foreknew her. And so she's predestined. If she's predestined, she's called. If she's called, she's justified. If she's justified, she's glorified. God constantly gives. Emma has no idea what's going on. But God constantly gives. God is a giver. God is not a taker. God is a giver. Sometimes our focus is on that which we still don't have. And sometimes we may lose focus of what we already have. So folks, this breath that you just took, that breath is life, isn't it? If you stop breathing, we die. This breath we just took, it's a free gift from God. God is a giver. And so this week I would like you to pray about that which God has given. And if you want to be adventurous, make a list. Start writing. And suddenly we will realize how much we have to be thankful for. Yes, there are some things we still desire. But then we will realize how much God has given us and how much we have to be thankful for. It is foolish not to be grateful for that which God has given us and to be aware of them. It is foolish. My second point, completely unrelated to my first point. Over the last few weekends, we've been reading from the Gospel of Matthew, and we've heard a lot of parables. The parable of the sower 2 weekends back. Last week, we had the parable of the wheat and the weeds. Remember the weeds growing between the good seeds that were sown. And this week, we have the parable of the fishing net that collected all kinds of fish. Now, two of these parables particularly caught my attention. Last Sunday, we had the parable of this farmer who sows good seeds, but weeds grow. And the workers ask the farmer, how did that happen? Should we take away the weeds from the wheat now? And the farm owner said, no, wait. For some reason, even though the wise thing to do would have been to weed, the owner says no. In today's gospel reading, we have this fishing net that collects all kinds of fish, and then the good ones are kept and the bad ones are thrown away. And then Jesus says something very important. He says, this is how it will be at the end of the time, when the angels will separate the good from the bad. Folks, for me, there is a very, very important lesson in these two parables and how this owner deals with that which is righteous and that which is wicked. And for me, the lesson is this: judgment belongs to God. God is the one who will separate the wicked from the righteous. See, like the workers in the field, I'm often tempted to judge people. I'm often tempted to say, you are good, you are evil, you are in and you are out. The parables tell us very, very clearly that judgment is none of my business. Judgment is God's prerogative. My work is to toil hard in God's field and leave the judgment to God. It is foolish to presume to know what's going on within a person and judge the person wicked or righteous. I want to leave that to God at the end of time. And there's a third lesson that I learned from today's readings. It's about being foolish. See, Solomon was, as I said, the third king of Israel. And in spite of the wisdom gifted to him, Solomon acted foolishly and became unfaithful to God. In fact, the end of Solomon's reign, was a tragic time in the history of Israel. Solomon did two foolish things. First, he employed the Canaanites, the local people, as slaves. Now, what happens as a result of that? Solomon did to the Canaanites exactly what the Egyptians did to the Israelites. So Solomon is going against what God has done for his people. The second foolish thing that he does was that he took 700 wives and 300 concubines. Folks, I don't know, those of you who are married, I mean, what does that look like? 700 wives and 300 concubines. Now, some of these women were from the neighboring cultures. And to please them, Solomon began to erect altars to the gods that these women came from. Now, this was a violation of the first commandment. So the question we ask is, how could Solomon be so foolish? What happened to his understanding heart? What happened? Well, that's a great lesson for me in all of this. Folks, God is a giver and God gives freely. However, we can lose it all because of our foolishness. We can destroy creation by our foolishness. We can waste a lifetime in foolish pursuits. We can lose the people that we love because of foolishness. And people lose families because of their foolishness. We can lose faith because of our foolishness. We can lose salvation because of our foolishness. And so I guess we should be constantly humble before God and say, "Dear God, thank you for the gifts you've given us. I'm never going to take it for granted. Please let me not judge people. Let me not take upon myself what is yours. And most of all, let's always remain humble, because in humility we remain wise and not become foolish." 3 points that I've shared with you today. One, that let's be aware of God's gifts. Second, let's be aware of God's mercy and not judge. And thirdly, that let's be humble in our wisdom and not lose it because of our foolishness. And as we think about these 3 points, we realize that what happens on this altar right now is also a free gift from God. God has given us His presence free. In humility, we worship this God. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen. People of God, say amen.